Well, you shake all night long, chances are you're going to end up with a bun in the oven, just like producer Dana. There goes AC/DC here on the Dog and Joe Show. And when that happens, that means you're going to become a mother, which Dana is, and she'll be a mother for a second time coming up in August.
Woo-hoo!
I have a child. I have a mother. Joe, he has a child. He has a mother. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say this before we start with this. I love women. I love all moms. I love my mom. I really, really love Joe's mom.
Thank you so much for that.
Especially. But there's a new study out, and what they say is that being a mom is the equivalent of having 2.5 full-time jobs.
Hey, wow, brother. Is that right?
So for the moms out there, the dads, 766-9370, is being a mom the equivalent of having 2.5 full-time jobs, 766-9370. Dana, we'll start with you since you are a female. You are a mom and a mom-to-be. Is being a mom the same as having 2.5 full-time jobs? Oh, let me turn your microphone on.
That would help.
I guess that's what you wanted to hear from me today.
Yes.
Silence.
With this topic, you're damn tootin'.
I definitely think it's at least one job. I think it's a lot of work.
Uh-huh.
It definitely is. 2.5, maybe those numbers are a little high.
A little?
I think that it's a lot more work than people give moms credit for.
Here's the thing, and I'm just going to say this, and people are going to think that this is just horrific and how absurd, and it's going to be chauvinistic. It's not a full-time job.
Oh.
And I'm being honest when I say this for the people out there that have said, oh, yeah, you know, they break down what a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad, they break down, like, what it is they would make if this was an actual job and a mm-hmm. profession. Mm-hmm. And every year it goes up because you got to do laundry, you got to do this. And they break it down by hourly wage and task. And it's such a crock. Being a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad is not a 2.5 full-time job. Fairness.
How is it not? You work 24/7.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what are you talking about now? Is it 2.5 jobs because you worry? Or is it 2.5 full-time jobs because you're actually laboring?
I'm not factoring in the worrying because I'm personally not a worrywart, but mm-hmm. it's the amount of effort that you put into taking care of and rearing your child.
Okay, so I just want you to think, the average job full-time is 8 hours, mm-hmm. okay? So they're saying it's 2.5 full-time jobs. So that's 16 plus 4, that's 20 hours of mm-hmm. work a day. So you mean to tell me that your child is only going to sleep 4 hours a day?
No, but if you have, like, a newborn,
uh-huh.
probably.
Okay, this doesn't say newborn mothers. It just says being a mom is a full-time job times 2.5.
But how many mothers, once their kids are in bed, still have to do things for their family?
Every.
You know, that's why it's 20 hours. Your kid may be in bed, but you're still doing things. You're packing lunches for them. You're finishing up a costume. You're, you know, you're making sure their homework is correct.
Cleaning the yeah. area they played
you're
in.
You're cleaning up dinner.
How many
you know?
Hours of sleep did you get last night?
Me?
Yeah.
What's 9 p.m.?
Yeah.
To 4 a.m.
You got 6.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, no, she got more than that. She got 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I average about 6-7.
Okay, so that math, by your logic and by everything
yes,
that goes
but,
on, is
but
off.
For me, yeah. my daughter and I have the same bedtime because I work in the morning.
Right.
We have the same bedtime.
Just here's the thing.
So everything that other moms do after their kids go to bed, yeah. I do while she's at daycare in the middle of the day.
Yeah, but isn't it fair to say if there's a two-person or two-parent household with one child, isn't it a part-time job for each parent?
I would definitely say that it is if both parents are, like, working.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Kenny absolutely gets to take a piece of this pie. Absolutely. He does all of yeah. the stuff in the morning.
It's a part-time job for each.
No, it's not
now,
part-time.
Now, if you're a single parent, then okay, I could say that, yeah, you have a job there at work and you have a job there at home. So and if you're one parent, if you're a single mother or father, I could see that you have two full-time jobs, but
see,
not in a two-parent household.
That's still not true because one parent puts in more than the other. And this is not me trying to man bash or anything like that. And it's not me calling Kenny lazy. I want to make that very
clear.
Kenny
is lazy, though. Can we be fair?
No, he's
you,
not.
You said it on
he's
there.
No, he's not. He plays a lot of video games.
Okay.
Nothing
he works
wrong with
hard.
That.
He works hard at playing video games.
if you work hard, I'm not going to deny you playing video games after you get off of work to unwind. That is, it's like a right to me in our household. You can do whatever you want to unwind. It's fine with me.
Okay.
But one parent absolutely does put in more work on the household and child rearing side.
I can't argue that, but
I wouldn't say that's always true.
No, I don't think it's always true either.
No, but that's just a general statement.
If
it's
you
not
have two
always
full-time
true.
Working parents,
yeah.
and you've got a good mix on your household, you can get a good 50-50 split.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But to call it a 2.5 job.
That's an easy yes.
No, it's not. It's not
totally
even close.
Is.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy yes. No. That's an easy yes for anyone. I mean, for moms especially. But for anyone trying to do it alone, that's an easy 2.5 full-time job.
766-9370, and I'll just say this. I would go crazy if I didn't come to work and I didn't do this, you know, because for a long time, and I believe women belong on a pedestal. I believe mothers belong on a pedestal. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there's some sort of secret society, and there's this myth that has been long perpetuated, I believe, by women to think that stay-at-home moms or homemakers, they've long touted this, oh my God, it's so hard, and then different, you know, studies happen, and they want all this glory and all this glamour. This is just me, and I'm not, my wife's a stay-at-home wife and mom.
When you say this is just me, I wish you would add your name after it. This is just me. That's dog.
This is just dog.
Yes.
I'm here to tell you, I believe, it's my opinion, that stay-at-home parents, man, they're walking down the cake aisle.
Yeah.
It's a cakewalk. It is a easy street gig. To me, from where I stand. Now, my son's older, but my wife has never worked. She's done little stuff here and there, but she has never worked since we've had him, and that's the commitment and the arrangement that we long ago came up with. And I know she's got a tough job, but I also know she gets to knock off for a nap here and there. She gets to knock off and go hang out with the friends and have a coffee here and there. She gets to work out every single freaking day. She gets to do yoga every single freaking day. She might meet her mom for lunch twice a month. She has the ability to kind of jog and jam around and do some different things. It's not this hole in front of the vacuum making pies and then cobblers.
No, but it is that.
It is.
It is that. I mean, you come home and your wife takes care of your house, and she you know, probably makes dinner for you most nights and takes care of your son.
Does
and
makes the laundry.
Sure he's got his homework done. Yeah. I mean, she probably runs the household for you.
Yeah, well, she does all that stuff.
For the family, I mean.
But what I'm saying is there's more downtime than anyone has ever talked about, and these women have really taken this, and they've really bolstered it and blown it up to be something more than what I actually think it is, and women protect this. Mm-hmm. It's like the Illuminati of women, these stay-at-home moms and these working moms. What they do is they want to trick us. And I'll give women all the credit because I know it's not an easy job. But I'm here to tell you, you're not out on girders building skyscrapers. You're not bucking Broncos. You're not underneath some Chevy changing the oil. You're not sheetrocking. You're not at some data mining plant. You're not at the state office. You're not dealing with all those other stresses. I believe it's an easier job, and I think it's a lot easier than women make it.
No way. Just between you and your wife in the last, I don't know, we'll say since you began this job, and you can't use the hours of this job as an excuse here. Since
you
began this job, which one takes a nap more during the daytime, you or your wife?
Oh, tenfold, my wife.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't even think she... Does she really nap?
Yeah, she'll...
Oh, I thought I was going to pull one over on you there.
No.
I didn't know she napped.
I
that
only,
backfired.
I only take a nap like once or twice a week.
Yeah, I know. But I mean... I didn't know... I didn't think Kim napped. I thought she was out doing... what's that new thing she's doing? Doula?
Yeah, she's doing...
Doula-ing and...
I don't even know what she does.
Aerobicsing and gymming, and now she's doing the gun. I thought she was, like, active all the time.
Yeah, she is, but she'll knock off for a nap, you know, and she gets up about 5 or whatever, but...
Does she nap every day?
I'd say most.
No way!
Yeah,
would she admit that?
I think she would, yeah. She'll knock off for an hour. Sure,
okay.
She'll knock off for an hour.
Well, that backfired on me then. Because
of course it did.
I was thinking you were going to say that.
Please bring me more.
Yeah, you nap more.
Because I know Joe supports the working mom, and I know Joe, he has a working mom and had a working mom, and his ex-wife, she works. I understand all this. I'm
just
telling you.
I know it's hard for him. I know,
you know
it's really hard
There's
for
always
him.
Time for Oprah.
I love how you're painting all these women out to be Peg Bundy, and we sit on couches and eat bonbons all day and smoke cigarettes, but that's not the reality of the situation.
Okay, it would be fun if you could do it that way.
You were on the phone, so you missed the credit that I gave the women. I didn't say that they were Peg Bundy. I'm just saying...
If
how hot is that? You come home to Peg freaking Bundy.
She's eating bonbons and smoking on the couch.
Hot. Wow. That is hot. But here's what I am saying, Dana, is that if they were better at time management, some of these women.
That's not true.
And they got off their giant pedestal and high horse for 1 second.
Oh, jeez.
No.
And they really scheduled their day. I think they'd have more time than most people. And again, this isn't a woman thing. This is also a guy thing.
I think you're missing something, and you just said it. Scheduling time. Women are just, I'm just going to say the caretaker. It could be a dad or a mom.
Fair enough.
Okay?
Yeah.
Their time is very scheduled with a child. Take me for example.
Yeah.
Okay? I work till about 1 p.m. most days.
Yeah.
And then I go home. I don't pick up my daughter usually till 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So that time in between, I'm not napping. I'm not watching Oprah. I'm not eating bonbons.
Uh-huh.
I'm not wasting time. I'm either taking care of our house, folding laundry, cooking, prepping food, running errands for child or Kenny or myself.
Uh-huh.
So I will say that there are, you know, there's overlapping in who the responsibilities belong to. We'll say that.
Yeah.
But regardless, I'm doing things that take care of our home. I'm not just sitting around being lazy. And then on top of it, I have to go pick up my daughter.
Yeah.
I have to take her to gymnastics. And then once we get home, it's dinner, then playtime, and bedtime.
What about when your daughter goes to school?
When she goes to school, I'm still going to be doing all these errands. They don't just magically go away.
No, I know they're not, but your day will become a lot easier.
Yeah.
You're a new mom right now. Your
only
daughter's young.
Okay, but my daughter.
Without the daughter.
My daughter
that's the only
is
reason.
Two.
Yes.
She's going to go into TK, which goes till about noon. So I actually have to leave work earlier to pick her up. And then I have her.
Here's the thing. I love you to death. I think you're a great mother. But this is the argument that I've heard for years and years and years. It does not hold water in my world because I've lived this world for 16 years now, and it's a farce.
And this is not me.
You're getting more hours per day than the working person.
No, because this is not me slamming your wife in any way, shape, or form. Uh-huh. You do absolutely have more free time as your kid grows up because they need you less and less.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But at this point in your life, when you have little children, they need you almost full time.
Yeah.
Like, almost. If they're not sleeping, they need you.
Okay.
So,
there's a whole camp of women out there. There's a whole camp of man haters out there that agree with you. But
this is not from a man hating
standpoint. That's just logic.
There's a whole bunch of chauvinistic men that agree with
this
you.
This is not chauvinistic.
Well, I don't know if I'd say a whole bunch. There's a few.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, Joe doesn't want to be lumped into my category. No. This is not chauvinistic in the least. What it is, it's called truth.
Oh.
And a lot of women and a lot of men or main takers that stay home, they hate to hear it.
I heard these things a lot growing up. You know, these things called truths.
Uh-huh.
It's just you wanting things to be your way and to unsugarcoat things.
I just know I believe in the truth.
Say whatever you want and call it the truth.
Yes.
Your truth is very different from everybody else's
truth.
Scott, welcome. What's going on?
What's up, boys?
Yeah, hey, what they're saying is that moms, what they have is 2.5 full-time jobs, according to a new study. And before we close this thing out, we're going to tell you who conducted this study. So what's up, Scott?
So I know numbers are hard and everything, but the 2.5 full-time jobs, that's 100 hours, and I mean, I have to watch my kids on the weekends too, so it's actually divided by 7, so you're looking at like 14.28 hours a day, not 20 hours a day.
Yeah.
Which is a little more realistic.
Got ya.
Well, just breaking it down, if you were to work 8-hour days, I gave you the simple math. So do you agree with this? Do you think full-time moms are doing 2.5 jobs by taking care of their children or the house?
No, absolutely not. I ran my own business for 17 years, and my wife was going through the master's program, and I stayed home and took care of my daughter.
Yeah.
And more often than not, I was sleeping with her in my arms watching Teletubbies.
Yeah, see, there you go. I love the truth. And here's the thing. There's a bunch of guys out there,
yes,
too,
but that's
Dana.
A guy.
Okay,
that's a guy, because I have a buddy of mine who's a stay-home father, and what does he do most of his day? Play as well. But then again, I have a friend of mine who's a stay-home mom.
Yeah.
Her day doesn't consist like that.
Absolutely, Joe, because I could tell you that Kenny also does the same thing. He will put on shows for a live, and he will take a nap. I will come home and he will nap until the day is over.
Hey, there's a bunch of guys out there that are stay-at-home dads. They wake up, they go down, they have breakfast with their buddies, you know, and they drop their kids off at school, then they go to the bar.
That's right. They go snowmobiling, and they go hunting, and they go...
They forget to pick their kids up at school. Sure, I know that there's...
Parents who is like that, there are like 5 to 10 other parents who are not, who are doing things that are... necessities to keep a house running.
Okay, I'm just telling you, budget your time better, and you'll find you have more available time.
My time
to do
is
things.
Budgeted. That's it's my not. Whole point.
It's not.
That's how budgeted. The stay-at-home mom gets the 2.5 job limit, because they budget it. They take care of the kid, they do the job, and they have time to do your spa days or whatever you're saying they're doing.
And I'm looking at the screen here, Dane. I want some women on this. We got Lauren coming up, but Dave, I don't want just all guys. Dave, welcome. What's
Hi, Dave.
Up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, so the
your phone's
Dave.
Cutting out, Dave.
Cutting out on us.
You guys only have one kid. I think that kicks in when you have more than one kid.
Doesn't say that. It just says mom, Dave. It just says mom.
It's got to kick in a little more than one kid, though, because having more than one kid, I've always heard having more than one kid isn't like having two kids. It's like having four.
Yeah. One kid's like 5, and two's like 10.
But you know what? I do agree that it is 2.5 jobs, and it probably feels more so like that for men than it does women, because I think women are better equipped to handle it than men. I have a 11 and a 15-year-old, and when they were in their early years, when I was alone with them for a few hours, I was done. I was like ready to handle
it. Yeah. Kids will whip your ass like nothing other. I mean, you could go out and just lump barrels of concrete all day and go out and chop trees, but man, you get stuck with a bunch of kids or a kid, that'll kick your ass like no full-time job you've ever had. That I agree with.
Yes, but the mom has an ability or something inside of her to handle that at the end of the day.
It's called estrogen. It keeps her calm. Yes,
that's what... For human.
The man doesn't have that same ability. He's a little more stressed out at the end of the day.
Yeah. And here's the other thing, too. Women are more, by nature, peaceful. And they are more approachable and diplomatic, where guys are all just because, you know, I told you so. Get it done because I said so. Guys don't take any crap. And I think guys do add more stress to their easy mom-like duties or day-to-day duties that women would do more so than women. Hey, I absolutely agree with that.
Even sensitive guys that do take crap feel stressed out after dealing with kids all day.
What's going on, Lauren? Welcome.
Hi.
Hey, Lauren.
I don't know the luxury of being a stay-at-home mom, but I have an 11-month-old and I'm 8 months pregnant and a full-time job at an animal shelter, so I'm always busy. My days off feel like I have no breaks because they're not on the weekends, so I don't have any help. I have my daughter, and she screams as soon as I set her down. It is a full-time job. As soon as anybody gets home to help me out, I'm like, please take
Is it
her.
2.5 full-time jobs, though, Lauren?
Oh, totally. Totally. Every day I come home from work, I feel like I'm clocking back in.
I want you to think about the insaneness of what her life is about to be. Did you say you had an 11-month-old and you're 8 months pregnant right now?
Yes.
Jesus, gosh, you're a daredevil.
No, I want you to just be kind with that characterization. I was going to say you're something else. That's called getting it on.
That is really scary. That's almost like having twins.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
A year apart. I mean, you're not going to really. You're not going to be experiencing much difference in a year apart, children. That's really cool. I mean, that's cool though. You get them both done early.
Yeah. Did you get pregnant when you were leaving the hospital with the first?
It seems like it.
It was pretty close after.
My God, it had to be 30 days.
It had to be like 6 months at least. Yeah.
Wow.
It's about 3 months.
Wow, man. You guys are so daring. That would be so scary.
But here's the thing. And for those out there, the parents out there that have done this, if you're going to look at having kids or look at your kids as jobs, you should have never had the kids to begin with.
True. That's absolutely right.
Oh, I'm going to have another job. I'm thinking about getting a part-time job. Yeah. I want to get some side action. That's not what kids are. If you go into it thinking it's a job, you're doomed to be a parent.
Oh, you're going to be so stressed out. And so, yeah, your life is going to be hell. You have to do it because you really want them.
Joe here, he says he's a single dad, and it's absolutely 2.5 jobs. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Joe.
Yes, that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
When you got band practice, you got martial arts, you got to cook, you got to clean. And don't get me wrong, I am not complaining. I totally signed up for this. This is my life. This is my world. I average 4 to 5 hours of sleep a night. I save the cleaning for when they're in bed so that we still have time together. But, you know, I drop the kids off at school. I'm on my way to work. You know, it's a blessing, but it is. It really is two and a half jobs.
Wow.
You know, I've got two kids, and they're amazing kids. They're smart, they're funny, they're intelligent. So I get paid, you know, in my heart doing this.
So, what you see them growing into is your paycheck, and you're saying it's worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
I could agree with that.
I'm going to go to Colleen now. Thank you for that, Joe. Colleen, looking at this with more clarity, I think, than most. Colleen, good morning. What's up? Colleen, you with me?
Here, yeah.
Oh, there you are. Hi. Colleen, welcome.
Okay, so...
Oh, please fix your phone connection, Colleen. Your phone's cutting out on us.
Oh, that's awful. I live in the middle of nowhere.
Come on. You got to get a better connection because it says here that you agree with me, Colleen. And I wanted to hear your logic because you're, one, a woman, and two, in agreement.
Can you hear me?
Oh,
no.
God. Your phone is awful, Colleen. All right, I'm not going to torture the River Rockers with that. Colleen, I'm sorry. Your phone's rotten. But, yeah, it says here that she agrees with me. Dana, did she give you any reason as to why she agreed with me? Is there any backstory?
I think, no. Had she been drinking this morning?
I was trying to get her on air really fast for you, so I didn't ask her why she agreed with me.
There's other women out there that do agree with me, but you know what? It's not popular to call and say that they agree with me because my opinion is not a popular one, and they don't want to call up and say that. And what they don't want to do is unmask this big web of deception that women have created all these years.
I think it's different strokes for different folks. There are definitely moms and dads who stay home and abuse the system, and then there are parents that stay home and don't abuse the
system.
But
is it also fair to say that there are both man and woman that stay home and don't abuse the system but have a lot of extra free time because they're better at budgeting?
I wouldn't say men. I'd say there are women that stay home and do that.
I mean, my wife, she does, and this isn't a new thing.
I don't think it ever stops.
Well, not the worry, not the tasks.
No, because once you move on from one thing, so you go from baby to toddler, then you start putting them in classes, and like,
then
you know,
sports.
Yeah, then there's sports and homework. Like everything, you trade one thing for another, no matter what period of life you're in.
I wish I had the planning and budgeting and outlining skills for life that a woman has, because then I would really be, during my bachelor time in life,
one of the only attributes of a woman you don't have.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. If I'm gonna have the rest of them, why can't I get that one?
Yeah,
you
know, I got the boobs. How come I can't budget?
Why can't I get the sensitivity
and the legs, Joe?
The hormones.
And the legs.
Yeah, and let's be fair, Dana, and the ass. And the ass.
I do have some gams.
No, we want women with big booties, right?
Joe
does not have a big booty.
Just so you know, the people who conducted this survey that said being a mom is a full-time job, meaning one plus one, it's two and a half full-time jobs. The company that conducted the survey was Welch's Juice Company.
Oh, perfect people to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They know
all about moms and kids.
Answer me this. Who buys more Welch's grape juice or juice? Men or women?
Women.
Yeah. So they came out with this study just so they could get the women.
Really? Oh, really? This is to inflate our egos.
Yes, because they know if they tell women that they have...
that I'm going to run out and buy Welch's grape juice? Absolutely not, because I don't have that in my household.
Yeah, but you know what? The women out there that do, they're going to like it. They're going to celebrate this and think, oh my God, Welch's, they think I do two and a half jobs. They really appreciate me. That's all this is.
Oh, this grape juice is so amazing.
It's a marketing scam is what it is.
To
buy more Welch's grape juice.
Oh my goodness.
That's what it is.
I did not know that they have studies, though.
Yeah, a little odd, don't you think?
Funny to find that out, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, Welch's just conducted a survey and said women are better, period.
Well,
really?
Dog just did his survey, and women don't work two and a half jobs. They just sit on the couch all day and eat bonbons and watch Oprah and smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, that's not fair. Oprah's not on anymore, Dana.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Ellen or Days of Our Lives or whatever else is on daytime TV.
Both fantastic programs.
The Price is Right is on. Oh, wait, that's Dog.
We got to give you cash right after this. Hold on. 766-9370.